Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam, this is Melanie Jollis returning your call. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Melanie?
Good. You just called me a minute ago and I was on the other line.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling me back. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for your response.
Yeah, it looks like I got your web registration. It seems like you wanted to get some information about our working capital programs. Is that the case?
I do.
Okay, give me 1 second. I want to pull the file up here so we're on the same page. Okay. Is the name of the business I have, is it Rags, Bags, and Jewels, Inc.?
That is Rags, Bags, and Jewels, doing business as Essentials Boutique.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. And how long have you been in business?
The Essentials Boutique has been around since 2004. I have owned the company since 2013.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sam, can you hold me for one quick moment? I will be right back. It's the
sure.
store calling me on the other line. Hold on.
Absolutely. No problem.
Sam, I'm back.
Okay, no problem. I'm still here.
Okay. No, good, good.
Okay, so
yes.
DBA Essentials Boutique.
2004, right. Mm-hmm.
All right, and you took over in 2013. Okay.
Correct.
All right, and then are you the 100% owner?
No, my husband and I own the business. He is actually 85% and I am 15.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right, and then let me see here. I have you guys at 1350 Southeast 17th Street. Is that still the right address?
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. All right. So, Melanie, we do have a lot of different programs within the whole working capital umbrella term, a lot of different options for you. So it kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't we start with you telling me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction and give you some feedback here.
Okay, great. Actually, there's two parts to what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Number one is our business is highly seasonal. Fort Lauderdale in the summer is just hell on wheels.
Sure.
And so right after Mother's Day, our business dies. So from June, July, August, and September, we basically do extremely, extremely little business.
Okay.
And then September starts to get a little bit better, November a little better, you know, as the clients, as our customers, our tourist season starts to get in gear. And then December, January, February, April, May are all great months for us. So December constitutes 20% of our annual volume.
Oh, okay.
And in order to, yes, and in order to gear up for that, I need product now through the beginning of November. But we
okay.
don't generate the cash to pay for it until December. So I have a cash crunch right now. I'm trying to bring
gotcha.
In product. Our business is twofold. We are a licensed Pandora jewelry dealer. We're a gold-level dealer for Pandora, and we are a licensed Brighton jewelry store as well. The store's kind of like the left side is jewelry, the right side is apparel. And so our Pandora buy for Christmas is $26,000. Of course, we don't generate the capital to pay for that until we get to Christmas, where we do about $55,000 in Pandora.
Okay.
So that's part one of my problem is I need product now and I can't pay for it till later. That's part one. Now, part two is we had the worst summer that we've ever had, ever, ever, ever. And so my husband found this company that he was able to get a cash advance loan from, and it has been the worst thing for our business that you can possibly ever imagine because
okay.
they have use of our cash before we do. And they're killing our cash flow. I mean, literally, they're totally killing our cash flow. We're paying them, you know, $2,000 a week, $8,000 a month, and a month where we do 20 grand. So by the time we pay rent for 4,000 and we pay our people for, you know, our salaries for 4,000, I take nothing, he takes nothing. We pay our payroll, you know, we have nothing left to bring in product with. And this has been going on all summer.
Okay.
So we are in the worst cash position that we've ever been in, you know, right now going into our, so worst cash position we've ever been in, busiest season that we have all year. That is my issue. So my goal was, and I don't know even if it's possible, Sam, my goal was if there's a way to refinance these existing cash advance loans out, get them gone so that we aren't dealing with $411 a day coming out of our checking account, and get some cash to basically recapitalize so that we can bring in product for the season.
Okay.
You know, that's my mission, okay? So right now we're paying $2,055 a week to the cash advance people, which is unsustainable. I mean, during busy season it doesn't hurt so much, but during the slow season, during the summer, they're wiping out our cash before we even get our hands on it.
Sure.
So, you know, that's my dilemma, and I don't know. I got your notice from Bank of Cardiff. I Googled Bank of Cardiff because I didn't even know where Cardiff was.
Yeah.
I myself have been in the banking industry. I'm out of banking. Not totally out of banking, but I've been in banking since 2000 as a lender and as a private client banker for a bank in Florida by the name of Bank United. So I've been in private client services. I still am in banking. I do yacht lending. That's my key business. My number one business is I focus on yacht lending. That's my number one business. Number two is I run the company. My husband is the owner. And we have a very full complement, family-owned business. We have a full complement of people who work the stores for us, including my daughter. But neither my husband nor I take any money out of the business. It's, you know, it goes to our employees and to run the company. We both have other jobs.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like you have, you know, while there are issues there, you have a pretty good grasp on what you're working with. So that absolutely helps the process, right? So right off the bat, all right, what I see is you guys obviously are coming into your busy time, coming out of a cash crunch. You need cash to be able to capitalize on the busy time, but you're also stuck with this cash advance loan that I'm imagining is at an extremely high interest rate as well, in addition to just being a large weekly payment. Is it weekly or is it a daily payment?
It's daily. It's $411 a day and some pennies, but still, basically.
Okay, so we have a couple issues here, right? And first of all, right off the bat, it's a situation that I deal with pretty often. Your first issue of needing cash for basically inventory is something that these programs are used for all the time. Now, the second part, having that existing balance with the cash advance, wanting to refinance out of that, get you into some lower payments, that also is something that we do all the time. Now, connecting the two together at once, we do it, but there are some challenges to getting it done. So I think our first goal is going to be to do just that. Let's refinance you out of that existing loan, get you into something that's going to get you more cash for your busy season, and give you what I hope to be a lower payment than what you're working with right now. Does that sound like the goal that we're trying to achieve?
You're exactly on target, Sam.
Okay, perfect. We'll keep it clean. So with that in mind, I'm going to tackle each of these kind of one at a time here, okay? So first, to give me a good idea of where your situation is, I kind of want to focus on that existing balance that you have. So
I'm going to guess we're somewhere around, and I can get an exact, but it's hard to know what your payoff is because of the way these loans are, these cash advances are structured, but I'm going to guess we're somewhere around 30.
Around 30,000 as a current balance. Okay. Now, how much did you originally borrow?
forget the contract. I want to say it was 58, and that's why I think we're down around 30. No, okay. We're more than half paid back because they called me and said, oh, you're more than half paid back. Would you like more money? And I'm like, yes, but not from you.
Okay. Yeah, and that was going to be my next question, because a lot of the times, you know, when you do have an existing relationship with a lender, there are options available to you, okay? So I want to make sure that you're exploring everything that's going to make sense for you. Now, with that, there's an understanding that this current one that you're with is probably not the best situation from the sounds of it. So, I'm sorry, who is the lender that you borrowed from?
Hold on one second. I'm going to tell you.
A large portion of my customers come to me with really the only need they have is trying to finance out of one of these expensive loans.
Oh, my
so
God.
I deal with it all the time.
You. Terrible. I want to say it's BFS Capital. That is my guess.
Oh, okay. I know BFS. Know them really well. Okay. So now, is that structured as just a fixed?
Yes, BFS Capital. Here it is. BFS
okay.
Capital. What I don't understand is why they don't structure these things based on a... I don't like the structure of it, period, but I don't know why they don't structure it as a percentage of what you take in. Because yesterday was a horrible day. We had a 0 day yesterday. We've not had a 0 day... in our history more than one other time in 3.5 years. And
oh, wow.
It was a 0 day, but they still took $411 out.
Okay. So that was my next question here is how are they structuring this payback? So it's a fixed daily payment coming out of your account, regardless of what your daily sales are, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Now we have those same programs, but we also have programs that we can do a daily percentage of what your sales are. So that way, if you do have those slower days, your payment adjusts with that. Now, typically, if you're dealing with cash flow issues where your margins are very narrow,
right,
on the bank account,
right,
that's something that makes
yes.
a lot of sense because it protects you from having that steep payment on slow days. Now, I know
exactly.
you guys are... Yeah, okay. So that...
I wanted to get away from these daily things altogether. I mean, that we could explore all possibilities. I really would love to get into something that was structured more as a, you know, whether it's bi-monthly or bi-weekly, like every other week, every week. It's just but if it's a daily percentage, at least it's logical because then
sure.
you know...
Okay. Yeah, and I want to give you good information here from the beginning, okay? So typically for first-time borrowers with us, daily payments for the loans are the most common programs that we have, so whether it be that fixed amount or the percentage of your sales. Sounds like we want to do the percentage of your sales. But we also have weekly options and monthly options available. The only issue is you need to qualify for them. Typically for first-time borrowers, right up front, it's usually the daily. What we do is we start you on a daily payment. Then when you get about 3 months into the term, we open you up to other options.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally the way that it works.
Okay.
So,
like I said, I'm here to explore the possibilities with you. Your website was very unique and very transparent compared to a lot of
good.
The things I have looked at and learned from. You learn from your mistakes.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, and you know what? We take a lot of pride in our reputation. We've been doing this a lot longer than what most other companies have in this industry have been doing it.
It's really the wild, wild west out there when it comes to this kind of unregulated.
Absolutely.
Cash
absolutely. Purchase. Absolutely. And with that, you get people of all sorts. Somebody could be calling you from their garage that's doing this and then shopping you out to, a bunch of different lenders, which is bad for the credit. So We're going to keep you in-house. We're going to keep it as simple as possible. I'm going to give you a few different options, and we'll see which one makes the most sense. So we have probably about a $30,000 balance there. Okay. Now, that gives me – I think I have a pretty good idea of what you're dealing with right now with your existing loan. So to focus on the other side of this, which is going to fill out the rest of the picture for us, the cash that we're looking for to be put towards probably most likely inventory, I'm imagining, coming up to your busy season, right?
Correct.
Now, how much were we looking for there?
Well, that's probably going to be the issue. I've run my numbers, And really, the ideal number is somewhere around 40 to 50,000. That's the ideal number.
Okay.
Because I've run my cash flow projections all the way out through December, and if I didn't borrow a penny, if I borrowed nothing and didn't borrow a penny from anybody, and just ran it based on sales projections over the last 3 years, we would have a positive cash balance on December 31st of about $16,000.
Okay.
Okay, that's all things being equal, still paying back these daily draws. But the problem is I need the cash now to bring in product or I can never hit these numbers. So my Pandora order alone, you know, is close to $26,000.
Okay.
My Brighton order is $12,000. That's $36,000. And then I have a few other, you know, I've got an ad running with the Pandora people that's like $4,000 on our part, you know, so I've added it up. I've looked at what my cash outlay is of what I need to outlay between now and, let's say, November the 15th, and it's about $51,308.62.
Okay. Okay, no, this is good. This is really good. Okay.
So That's where I'm at, and I'm like, okay, so how do I bridge the gap till we actually create the cash to pay for what I need and still make our numbers happen?
Sure. Okay. All right, now, how about this question? What do you guys do for your gross annual sales, so top-line revenue for the full year?
About $508,000 is what we did last year, so hopefully somewhere in the same area, 508, 520, thereabouts, plus or
okay.
minus.
Okay, perfect.
But like I said, December is the key because December is 20% of the whole year.
Yeah, so it's important to get this in place so you can make sure you actually reach that cash flow because that's the crucial time for
you. If we don't do December, exactly. If we don't do December, then we fail for the year. It's that simple. It's very tough.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, now next question to give me an idea of kind of how much we're going to be working with here is as far as the personal credit goes for your husband and yourself, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
My husband's credit is basically extremely, extremely good. He has no history, no drag, no nothing. But the problem is he's been carrying the business on his credit card. So he has high revolving, which
utilization
has
is high.
Score. The utilization is very high. So his and he's got it all on him, basically. So his score is somewhere in the low, mid 600s. I don't have any of that on me because he was 85% of the business because I was working for the bank when we invested in this company, and I just did not feel that it would look good from the bank's perspective if I had another business. So that's why I ended up being the minority shareholder, even though my credit score is much better because I don't carry the store debt on me.
I see. Okay. Okay. All right. So we have a couple scenarios here, all right? So it sounds like with the immediate need that you guys have, coupled with, you know, the existing balance that you have, I have a really clear picture of the type of program I'm going to get you into. I would like to do something that's going to be a percentage of your daily sales so there's an ebb and flow with your cash flow. Now, it's going to be something that's based entirely on your sales, so credit's going to be just a small issue. It's not going to eliminate you from having options, but what it will do, it's going to come into play when it comes to the term that we're talking about here. So
okay.
Did you have an idea of what type of term you were looking for?
In terms of the repayment structure or the advance? I mean, because I have an offer here from somebody for basically it looks like they're getting, I don't even know how to calculate the math on this.
Sure.
It looks like they're getting $3,000 on every $20,000 is what it looks like they're getting. And that's over 18 months on the repayment side. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you have an offer right now.
$12,000 on $80,000. That's what it looks like they're getting. I can't figure how they calculate. They when they say their interest factor, because
I can walk you through
that. That's not an interest factor.
No,
yeah,
it's very, yeah, you know what, we do things very differently than most other lending companies that you're going to deal with. I know there's a lot of different ways to present kind of like the interest cost, all of that. I'm going to break everything down for you, tell you exactly what it's going to cost for you. So on that loan that you have, it sounds like they're giving you an interest rate factor, which doesn't exactly translate to, you know, the real interest cost. So basically what you want to look at is they approve you for a total amount. I think, did you say it's 80,000?
80,000, yeah. I'm looking
okay.
for paying 92 back.
So 92 back is going to be, yeah, okay. So let me grab a calculator real quick. Give me 1 second here. So they probably have you at like a 1.14 rate factor. Does that sound about right?
That's what they said, yes.
Yeah, okay.
How are you getting that? Tell me how you're getting that.
Yeah. So that is, it's a funny way to do it because it doesn't take the amount of time into consideration when it gives you the term. Basically, all that's saying is you're paying back about 14% of the total amount borrowed in interest.
Okay. Okay, I was trying to run through my loan calculator going, this just doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, I get it. It's just
it's intentionally structured.
It's basically, yeah, they're basically getting a fee on top of the money that they've factored. Okay, that makes
100%.
Sense. So, yeah.
That is 100% of what it is. Now,
yep.
Now, is that loan structured in the way that it's going to be a lump sum that is deposited into your account and then you make the daily or weekly payments?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. I know exactly what you're working with there then. Okay, now on that approval, right? So you have an approval for $80,000. Are they paying off your current BFS loan directly?
They are directly paying it off, correct.
Okay, because that is in your best interest. Like that is something
Oh,
that
yes.
I'm,
oh, my God, yes. Oh, we want gone. I want that gone.
That is exactly what I'm going to get in place for you. Perfect. All right. Now, the only other issue with this one is I think you have that approval, but it's just not going to be a percentage of your daily sales. You have a fixed amount that you're paying, right?
That is correct. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. So, and that's a good option to have. How long ago did you get that approval?
I'm basically, they've been talking to me the last few days just as your information came in. So it's just been a few days.
Okay. And you know, it's,
and I haven't made any commitments. They haven't pulled a payoff from BFS.
Okay. Yeah. So there's still some legwork to be done.
We're not that far. There's legwork to be done. Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, a little feedback. It's good to know what your options are. It's somewhat of a double-edged sword, though, because you guys right now, if credit is an issue, I want to just give you some good information here. You want to refrain from having that ran too many times.
Absolutely, because I'm very sensitive to that, and so is my husband, because some of these companies will run it unmercifully, like 15 times.
Yes.
And shop it out everywhere, and you have no idea. That's why I have, you know, when your stuff came in, I Googled you, looked you guys up, and I'm like, okay, you look very, on the surface, and you never know, but you look very reputable. So
yes, and like I said, I deal with this on a regular basis of customers coming with loans that they consider to be bad loans, and giving them information that prevents them from getting more bad loans is something I take very seriously. So on the approval that you have right now, is that coming directly from the person that you applied with, or are they a kind of like a broker that stands in the middle and shops it out to other people?
You might be able to answer that question better than I am. They're a local company based in Miami. We are in Fort Lauderdale, called Mint, MYNT, Mint Financial. I am assuming that they're a broker. That is my
guess.
Yeah,
they absolutely are a broker. So the approval that you have is going to have a different name of a lending service on there. So with that, I would just caution you, caution you. Not,
I understand.
So, and another piece of information I can give you, when you're talking to them, if you are going back and forth on the file, you might want to ask them or just make it known that you don't want it to be shopped any further. because
well, I put it on the side, and I told them that this morning. I said, listen, I'm not, I appreciate everything you guys did. I'm not ready at this point to make a commitment. I still have more research to do, so just stick it on the side till you hear from me otherwise.
Okay, because a lot of times in that situation, if they hang something out for you and there's a couple days that go by and they don't get an answer, sometimes they're going to shop to another lender to see if they can get kind of like a sweeter offer for you. Which is, I mean, there's some advantage to that. You might get a little better deal, but it is, again, going to be shopping your credit around, which is going to result in a drop in the score.
Right. So, like I've said, I've learned through this process what mistakes we've made in the past, and it is very much the wild, wild west out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Completely unregulated, completely unmerciful. It is, and I imagine that as these loans get paid down, there must be some trigger of some sort in the UCC filing, because all of a sudden, Sam,
oh,
I have been inundated with phone calls and emails.
And you know what?
Every hour.
It's a fun subject for me because I work directly in the industry. But I think it's great that you say that there must be something that triggers it as you get further in. Now, unfortunately, I guess the reality of it is there's nothing that triggers it. It's just the UCC filings are public record, and there are so many of these small little startups that are trying to get in on the industry that if you have a UCC filing, they are all seeing it and they're all calling you. Like, they don't know when you took the loan. Well, they know when, but they don't know how far you are or anything like that. It seems like maybe they do because there's so many calling. But it's just there are so many people trying to break into the industry right now that you have all of these.
I would say in the last two weeks, I get no less than the 4 to 5 calls a day. No less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
And I can't even keep track of the names of the companies anymore. It's like, no, just take me off your list.
Yeah, we have a small department that does outbound calls for sales, you know, that will try to kind of, you know, reach out to new customers, and they do it through the UCC filing. But what we found in the short time that we've been doing that is everybody is just inundated with phone calls. We call them, and, you know, we have done business with them in the past, but they don't even recognize us because they're getting called by so many people. So, I mean, the majority of our business is, you know, people come to us. We don't have to go out and grab them. But when we do try, we've just found there is just an overload of people just bombarding phone calls based solely off the UCC filing. It's pretty outrageous.
That's what I figured.
It is pretty outrageous, but like I said, you know, a lot of it, and like you said, it's the wild, wild west out there, so a lot of my job is cleaning up the mess that happens that, you know, all these business owners are getting with, you know, unreputable.
Unreputable, unsavory, as I said, my husband, word was an unsavory, but what's really nice, I mean, you have to commend your marketing department, because it was your marketing department that made me pick up the mail, that made me respond, that made me go to your website, that made me look a little bit deeper, do a little watch your videos, look at your testimonials, which can be all self-generated, but it looks pretty good.
Oh, good. That's feedback we like to hear. Okay. All right. Well, let me see here, Melanie. I'm getting distracted here. I want to get back to the file and make sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. It's easy for me to talk about because I deal with it all day. So it's nice to talk to somebody that has a little, you know, shared insight on the topic. But let me give you some direct feedback on the file, right? I know you have that current approval, which it's not horrible based on, you know, judging a book by its cover. From what I know about it so far, it's at least better than what you're in right now. What I want to do is find you something that's even better. So with the balance of about $30,000, the way these programs work, if you're trying to refinance a daily loan, there's no just straight refinancing. The requirements are, you know, if we pay off $30,000, that you would need to net an additional $30,000. So it's like a one-to-one payoff ratio. Do you follow me with that?
No, say that again. If we pay off 30, we need a net 30. What does that mean?
Yeah, so in order to refinance a daily loan, I call it a daily loan. It's a generic term. Yeah, it's a working capital loan, right? So in order to refinance one of those with another working capital loan, the amount of money that goes toward paying off your current debt needs to be equal to the amount of money that you are going to net on the loan. So if you have a balance of $30,000, the minimum to refinance that would be a $60,000 loan where we would pay off the $30,000 balance, and then you would net an additional $30,000. So that's the baseline of what we're working with here, a minimum of 60 to do a refinance. And I think that's probably in your best interest because that cash advance is quite a strain on the business.
It is.
So.
It is.
So we're looking at 60 as the bare minimum. That would give you 30 to put toward inventory. We want to do more than that, though. So it sounds like the 80,000 is probably a good number to shoot for. What would be, I guess, the ceiling? You know, the most that you would be able to work with for additional cash that you're netting.
Well, it would depend on what the it would really depend on the repayment structure. So if it's, you know, again, I mean, there's no ceiling, Sam. I mean, you know, cash is cash. Cash is king. We can, the more you have, the better you can do.
Absolutely.
But, we do have to pay it back. I had hoped, honestly, that we would have, and I'm putting everything on the table. I'm very transparent. I had hoped that we would have been able at this point after 3 years to qualify for a small business administration loan. And obviously I went to the SBA and exhausted that possibility before going down this road. And they're saying, you know, you need to have 2 years of positive cash flow on your tax returns. You need to show a profit for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, by design, it's a subchapter S. We're really not going to show a profit. I mean, you know, it behooves me not to show a profit. You know.
Yeah, that's the way the system's set up. I mean, it really is.
I'm like, okay, that ain't going to happen. So, and then we went to American Express because American Express sent us a solicitation for a loan. Basically they didn't want to touch us because I wasn't looking for a hundred. They said that they wanted to give us that we had to be wanting $100,000. And based on their structure, I felt like I didn't want $100,000. I felt like it would be maybe too much of a burden on the business the way they wanted it paid back, the repayment structure.
Oh, okay.
But they do it a very interesting way. They say, I mean, I do like their program. Actually, you know what? I lied. I'm sorry. The reason why I didn't go with them was Gary's credit score was too low to qualify. They
looked
at us and they said Gary's score was too, Gary, that's exactly what it was. Gary's credit score was too low. I did like their program because they said,
I know their program. It is a good program.
It is. It's a flat rate on top. If it's $100,000, you're paying back $108,000. I mean, it's a very nice program. Yes, he just at the present time, not because he has bad credit, but because there's just too much debt. He personally, you know, when he's carrying these stupid business credit cards, that his score is just too low to qualify. And at that point, I even said to him, we ought to consider redoing our corporate structure so that, you know, I'm primary and you're secondary now that I'm no longer a banker, you know, working for Bank United. But the issue is, that's not the issue. The issue is we do need to get this thing moving and get it done now because time is basically our enemy that we can't get the product in for the time that we need it. So.
Sure. Okay. So, you know, I think basically we're at the point where, you know, now let's take the next step. Let's get you approved. I know what we're shooting for. What I'd like to shoot is for probably about that $80,000 where we would pay off the current loan, get you a program that is going to be a percentage of your daily sales and at a better cost than what your other offer is. Now, in order to do that, I'm going to need a few more things from you, as I'm sure you can imagine. And what I can do, I'll send an email to you with a list of it all, but I'll run through it right now just to make sure we're on the same page and that it's all available.
Okay.
It's going to be a one-page application that I'll send to you. It's specific for these sale-based programs for you. So it's an application, and then I'll need, since you guys are seasonal and highly seasonal at that, and we're coming out of the slow months, I want to be able to get you an approval based off of your entire cash flow. So normally we require 6 months of bank statements, but for you guys to be able to get you the best option, I'm going to want 12 months. So it will show,
not a problem.
It will show the full year. So I'll be able to get you approved off your strong months.
So we'll start with November of 2015 and go through you want October of 2015 through September of 2016?
That would be perfect.
Because we want to get our seasonality in there. So let's go October of 15 through September of 16.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, that way, because
you want,
you're
coming. Do you want the bank statements or do you want the credit card deposits? Because don't you want to see what the credit card deposits are?
Absolutely. So that is my next part. I need the bank statements, so a full year of the bank statements, but I also would like to take a look at the credit card processing statements, because that is how we're ultimately going to try to shoot to structure the payback to be
a
daily
percentage. Well, the problem with the bank statements are... is the bank statements are going to show that I, you know, you're, again, I mean, I put money into the business. You'll see these big deposits that I make out of my own, you know, that I'm funding my own business, you know, and that's not a real reflection of what the deposits look like, because you'll see, you know, if you look at the bank statements, you'll see, oh, God, they took in $15,000 in one day. Well, no, Melanie lent the company $15,000.
Sure.
So, you know, really, the bank statements show that we're positive, show in and out. But honestly, the credit card statements are what really are a true reflection of, you know, the deposits, because our business is probably 92% credit cards.
Okay. Perfect. That is all perfect. Nothing in there is going to hurt the file. It's only going to help the file.
Okay.
But with that, the programs are tied directly to the bank account. So having that full year is really going to allow me to get a much stronger approval that we will then structure through the credit cards.
Okay.
So it's going to be, it'll be a full year of the bank statements. If you can do a full year of the credit card statements, that will help. At the very least, I would need 6 months. I would say shoot for the full year, just because it's going to show you your stronger months from last year.
Okay, let's talk about that. Do you want, because the credit card statements are, you know, the bank statements and the credit card statements are each, the bank statement's probably 6 or 7 pages. The credit card statements sometimes can be like 8 pages. Do you want everything, or do you want the summary of the deposits of the credit card so you can see what's Visa, MasterCard, and Amex?
So the summary for the credit cards is good. The bank statements, I need the full statements.
Okay, no worries. Okay, just want to be specific. Perfect.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you can send those over in PDF files by email.
Yeah, I can just download the bank statements are easy, you know, because you just download them from the internet. The credit card companies haven't seemed to catch up to that, so they send paper statements and you have to scan that.
Sure. Yeah. So you know what? Let's keep the credit card easy, and we'll go with the summary. Okay, so we have the bank statements, the credit card statements, and then I will also need the most recent tax return that you guys have. So did you finish 2015 already?
Oh, sure, of course.
Okay, perfect. That keeps it easy. Otherwise, there are a whole lot of other extra steps we have to take. Okay, so to get the initial approval is all that I need. What I would ask in addition, though, because we want to structure this to pay off that cash advance, if you can send me the first page of your contract with them that shows your, I guess it's the amount borrowed and your payment schedule, and it'll have like the BFS information on that page. It should.
I might actually have a statement that they sent. Let's see if I do here. Let's see. I think I might have a current statement. They do. They are pretty good about sending out a monthly statement. BFS Capital.
And really, to give you some insight on it, I wouldn't need that exact document until we get a little further in the process.
Right.
But
okay.
In order to streamline it, if we're gathering it, we might as well get it all at once.
Right.
But yeah, that would be the extent of it. So we're working with the bank statements, the credit card statements, the tax return, an application, and then your current loan.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Now, does that sound like, you know, something you'd be able to get back to me today? Or what kind of time frame are we looking at?
I'd say between today and tomorrow.
Okay,
so I'll probably get a lot of this pulled together this evening and send it over to you after hours, because I'm going to head down to the store in a few minutes.
Okay, not a problem. If I have everything tomorrow, just to give you an idea of what we're working with, if I have everything tomorrow, I can go ahead and do my initial screening, package everything together, submit it to underwriting. I would think that I would most likely have an answer for you on Wednesday. And then from there, we can go over the options. And kind of piece together what makes the most sense. If it's, let's say on Wednesday we have a great option that we like and we want to move forward, we could have this finished by the end of the week.
That sounds great, Sam. Sounds terrific. I will work on this. I'll look for your email. You've got my email because you responded back to me already.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I have the best email. It's essentialsboutique@icloud.com.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you that list with the application. The email that I send is going to have all of my direct contact information. So if you have questions while you're gathering it, you can shoot me an email or you can give me a call directly, and I'm happy to help
with
anything.
Sounds terrific.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right.
Absolutely.
Super.
It's been a pleasure. Been a pleasure, Melanie.
Likewise. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.